USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Plexiglass will play a part in this week's VP debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3M is working with international investigators to crack down on counterfeit N95 respirators. The respirators are considered to be the best protection against airborne pathogens such as COVID-19. 3M has helped law enforcement agencies make more than 1,200 seizures of counterfeit respirators worldwide. Authorities have seized more than 3.5 million fake masks since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Many Democrats believe the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett should be put on hold. Democrats believe because 3 Republican members on the Senate Judiciary Committee tested positive for COVID-19, we should slow down the process and put everything on hold. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says not so fast.
I plan on being there in person. I hope the nominee is there in person. This is only the most powerful unelected position for life in the Western world. I want to be able to look the nominee in the eye and judge her temperament and her intelligence and her judicial philosophy and her character. But if folks are concerned about it, my colleagues on the committee, they can appear virtually. We'll do it in a big room. Everybody will be socially distanced. Everybody will be wearing masks. Look, we've been confirming nominees and holding hearings on them for, you know, since day one of this virus.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.